From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with The Truth. Here's some of how the world is treating itself today, the 27th of April, 2009. It's a go in Iowa. This morning, Melissa Keaton and Shelley Wolf were declared legally married by Pastor Pat Esperanza during a ceremony in front of Polk County Administrative Offices in Des Moines. They are the first two lesbians to be married in Iowa since the state's Supreme Court struck down the ban on homosexual marriage earlier this month. General Motors is dropping yet another line from its brands. This time, it's Pontiac. 23,000 jobs are being eliminated. They dropped Oldsmobile 5 years ago and Geo 12 years ago. Yahoo is discontinuing its free-of-charge GeoCities website service. It was odd watching the Mexican soccer games over the weekend with no fans in the stands because of the swine flu epidemic. Deaths in that country related to said epidemic now up to 149. And if Mexico needed something else to worry about, a Richter 6.0 earthquake hit at noontime, with the epicenter 200 miles south of Mexico City. Between those two items, the value of the peso dropped 5%. Stateside, there are 20 new cases of the swine flu in New York City alone, 40 cases throughout the country. And a Sacramento-area Catholic school canceled classes for today because of one of its pupils possibly contracting it. Oil and hotel stocks plunged on Wall Street over the flu news, while pharmaceuticals soared. There's also new cases reported as far away as Edinburgh, Scotland. And both the Kiwi and Aussie dollar are down heavily amid those flu jitters. Of the top 25 newspapers in the United States, 24 reported a circulation drop this winter. Only Rupert Murdoch's Wall Street Journal showed any growth at all. Murdoch's New York tabloid, The Post, was down over 20%, one in every five readers compared to last year, while the other New York tabloid, The Daily News, took an almost 15% hit. The slightest slippage was felt by the Chicago Sun-Times, with only 0.4% in circulation decline. The Simpsons may be the next TV series to be canceled by the Ten Network of Australia. They say they can't afford the $25,000 Australian dollars each episode costs them. The show has been running there for the 20 years that it's been in production. By now you know that B. Arthur has died in Los Angeles. Cancer at 86 on Saturday. It made me feel really older than my 48 years of age to realize this morning that of the Norman Lear-produced relevant sitcoms of the 1970s, only one hasn't had a major cast member die since the original airing, that being One Day at a Time. Deaths have taken cast members of All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Good Times, Mary Hartman, and even Sanford and Son. And now Maude. Arthur isn't the only Tony Award winner to die over the last few days. Marilyn Cooper, whose second act number with Lauren Bacall in Woman of the Year in 1980 usually stopped that show, has died in New Jersey at 74. And former world heavyweight champion boxer Greg Page has died at his Louisville home at 50. He had suffered severe brain damage during a fight against Dale Crow in March 2001. He won a $1,200,000 settlement against the Kentucky Boxing and Wrestling Authority over the lack of medical personnel at that fight. His wife said he died of the complications relating to the injuries from that fight. Page had sparred with Muhammad Ali when he was 15. Won the National Golden Gloves Heavyweight Championship at 20 in 1978, and took the WBA Heavyweight Championship from Jerry Coetzee in 1984 at Sun City, South Africa. He held that championship for 5 months before Tony Tubbs took it from him. And gospel singer the Reverend Timothy D. Wright has died in New York at 61. He had been hospitalized since last July the 4th, when the car he was in was hit head-on by another going the wrong way on I-80 near Loganton, Pennsylvania. The crash had already killed White's wife and grandson. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one more thing today. The Swiss Alps are no longer clothing optional territory. Voters in the heart of the Swiss Alps on Sunday passed legislation banning naked hiking after dozens of mostly German naturists started rambling through their picturesque region. By a show of hands, citizens of the tiny canton of Appenzell Innerrhoden voted overwhelmingly at their traditional open-air annual assembly to impose a 200 Swiss franc, $176 US, fine on violators. Only a scattering of people on Sunday opposed the ban on the back-to-nature activity that took off last autumn when nude hikers, primarily Germans, started showing up in eastern Switzerland. The cantonal government recommended the ban after citizens objected to encountering walkers wearing nothing but hiking boots and socks. Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until tomorrow, have yourselves some peace and oranges.